A domain registration is a gift that keeps on giving. For all the geeks in your life, do your shopping at GoDaddy.com. This podcast will give you a special code to get brilliant discounts at GoDaddy.com. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
This summer, when you buy Coke, you get music. You can win an iPod or free songs on iTunes.
And now, live from the Punky Bunker, it's Punky! This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper!
Hi.
I'm knackered and I'm ill. Punky. And I'm sorry.
You're sorry?
I'm just sorry, yeah. Punky. I'm just sorry. Well done. You've found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hem.
And this week, it's a late St. George's Day special part two.
Yeah, sorry
about
that.
That's right. And I would like to dedicate this week's show. Yeah. I'd like to dedicate this week's show to two men who've died in the last few days.
Okay.
Mr. Boris Yeltsin.
Is he dead?
Do you even know who he is?
Well, no, not really. Is he that demon from Charmed, the one with the
blue
face?
That's right, yeah. Yeah, and he was also single-handedly responsible for the downfall of communism.
All right.
That's right. He made a free Russia.
I missed that episode.
And then fucked it up by getting pissed. And I would also like to dedicate the show to a man who perhaps has had even more influence on the world than Mr. Boris Yeltsin, who was responsible for the downfall of communism.
Right.
Some would say that's quite a major thing.
Okay.
But the youngest player of the England 1966 World Cup winning team, Mr. Alan Ball.
Oh, is he dead?
Died last night.
Oh.
Died last night. Heart attack. Heart attack, right? After fighting a bonfire in his back garden.
That's a fight at a bonfire?
He fought, yeah, his bonfire got out of control. And he single-handedly tried to... Right! He was flame-haired, of course.
Yeah.
And right to the very end, he was a fighter. And he died fighting a bonfire in his back garden.
I had a bonfire in the back garden at the weekend. Luckily, though, I didn't die. So that's okay.
Why did you have a bonfire in your back garden at the weekend?
Because there's some stuff to burn. And it just...
What, Jews?
Leave it.
Right.
She'll kick you.
That's an in-joke. As long as she only kicks me, that's fine. If she invites me into the shower, I'm fucking off. So, this week, I'm going to tell you up front. This is the needles, by the way.
Yes.
I have failed to get the new beds this week.
Right.
Because I've been ill and busy. That's my excuse. I'm standing by it.
I'm ill as well.
This week's music comes from, in reverse order, Goldblade, The Black Mariah's, Lucifer Star Machine, The Ruined, Riot Squad and Apocalypse Babies.
Nice.
All classic St. George's Day selections as chosen by you, of course.
Yes.
Except some of them aren't.
No.
Should we get on with the first one?
Please.
Unless there's anything you'd like to say before we get going.
Start the show. No.
Yeah, no.
No, I think it's just...
First track, Apocalypse Babies.
Yes.
Friends of ours, friends of the show.
Yep.
This is from the album Alcoholicorse, which they've had another one out since this one.
Yeah.
But this is a great album, isn't it? We have played quite a bit of this before. The track's called AWOL.
Yes.
Which is track three. What I want to know, Tony, is what is their MySpace page? Apocalypse Babies MySpace page.
MySpace.com/ Apocalypse Babies. Babies with a Y.
You'd think so, wouldn't you?
You would.
You wouldn't think that they'd have had to... I think I know why it's not that. I think it's because they maybe did it at the profile and fucked it up and then had to do it again. It's actually myspace.com/ Apocalypse Babies official.
Oh, right.
And Babies is YS. Official, conventional spelling.
I wonder if it is unofficial. Probably not quite nice to check out. No, there's no one.
Well, we can check, can't we?
We can check.
In the meantime, this is AWOL.
You are
Blimey. That finished a few seconds early.
Didn't it?
This is Mustang Lightning. That's a great song, isn't it?
I think that actually might have been a false ending, you know. I think I just cut it a bit short. Always fucking around with the false endings.
Always.
Always. The old false endings for us.
Serves them right for having one.
That's right. It's wrong.
MySpace latest comments. Oh, by the way, all the bands on this week's show will be in our MySpace Top Friends, except for The Ruined, who I don't think have added as yet, but they will be there. Will be there. So, MySpace latest comments. Vague away, get in touch with us. MySpace.com/Punky Radio. We haven't heard from Eleanor Purcell in a while.
Oh, she cracks me up.
She's hilarious. I do admit, I sent her a message saying we haven't heard from you in ages.
Yeah.
And before it had reached her, she'd commented on our MySpace page.
Blimey.
And it said this. It was great. This is... Now, actually, should we try and get her on our Top Friends this week? Do a favour.
Why not?
Right. It says, here you go. She is hilarious. Listen to this. Hi there, you guys. How's things? Haven't heard you ripping the piss out of me in ages.
Oh, she's such a card.
No. That's not the joke.
Oh, okay.
This is the joke.
Okay.
Here goes, ready? She's hilarious. Here goes. I've got some new tracks now if you're looking for any material to play on your programme. That is genuinely funny.
That is funny.
That is genuinely funny, yeah. She's a very lovely classical type.
Operatic singer thingy.
Yeah, and we're unlovely pratic types who can't sing. Hey, Biff's becoming a regular contributor to the show. We hear from Biff quite a lot. Here goes.
I wasn't going to tell you what my accent was like, but may as well fuck it now. I'm like a hybrid cross between plastic scouser and...
Norwegian.
Dirty half-blood and proud.
Dirty fuck.
There's no way that I'm in the fucking guides. Oh, and I can say...
No, you can't.
No, you can't.
Biff. Cat nice. Mantra was on the show last week. Cat
he
Mantra.
Was. Yeah.
In my opinion, if not the king of the ants, certainly a prince in waiting. And it's an early Poetry Corner. Okay. This isn't officially Poetry Corner because he didn't send the poem to Paulie B at Punky Radio, typing his email, Poetry Corner. Mm-hmm. He posted a comment on MySpace. Here goes. Ode to Jack Daniels. Now, I've let it go with the spelling of ode. Ode to Jack Daniels. Here's to the world we live in, to all the girls we've fucked. We're all just bumping uglies, forget the cocks they've sucked. Make sure they clean their teeth, no pubes stuck in between. Or wear about 5 condoms and drink some Mr. Sheen.
Nice.
Open brackets, make them look prettier, close brackets. Copyright, Cat Mantra 2007. There you go, make sure that you do visit the Mantra 2 page. Right, next up, it being St. George's Day, or just gone. This is from Ali. Happy St. George's Day in advance, you said a while ago, to you two milky-panted Anglo-smacktards and all the Anglo-duck punky listeners. Ali. Thank you, Ali.
Nice.
I've got a cold. Goober, fucking Goober. Just returned from Concrete Jungle. And what an ace festival it was. All the bands were ace. Goldblade, GBH, Anti-Nowhere League, Crashed Out, Sonic Boom 6, Sick on the Bus, Can't Wait for Next Year, Dan. P.S. Una's hair is fucking insane. And it is, isn't it?
Is she still got... Is it at Melwalk she's
It's
got?
The crazy spiky mohawk thing with the sideburns. Yeah, but that's cool because that is feedback from something that we advertised and it all worked itself out. Apparently Concrete Jungle was a fantastic success, which means we will be there next year.
Punk rock karaoke.
And last but not least, and this one, I'm particularly pleased with this one. This one only came in yesterday. I was going to save it for next week, but... In fact, I was going to delete it as spam till I saw who it was from.
Yes.
One MP3 quality ringtones featuring all the top artists sent instantly to your phone. All you've got to do is go here. And then there's an address that I've ignored. Oh, and guess who that's from?
Who's that from?
That's from Anarcho Punk Records. I can't help thinking that they don't really go with capitalist spamming. I think they might have been fished.
Maybe.
Anyway, if you would like to leave us a comment, please do. MySpace.com/Punky Radio. Tony, have you got Podcast Alley? Would you like to explain about it?
I have. If you haven't voted so far this month, please do. Go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen, there's an important please vote for us link. Click on that, enter your email address and a subject and a comment, if you so wish, because we read out the best comments. We need your votes, people. Please do vote for us.
Yeah,
if you sat by computer
punky,
now, just vote.
Punky. We're second in music. We want to be first.
Always
it doesn't take
second.
Long.
Always second.
No, it makes a change. Me coming second.
That is true. I think, apparently. How would I know that? I don't know. Okay.
You know that because of all the cum that is right now slowly trickling down your bum cheeks.
I knew I should have passed out last night.
You did. That's how it happened.
Radio at its best.
Yes, it is.
That's all. That's from Ant Flavour, who was one of the guys
from
last week.
Last week. Thank you very much.
Excellent.
Thank you very much. Make sure you go to Antfest. When's that again? 7th and 7th and 7th. Get to Antfest.
Barfly.
Barfly.
I love you guys. Not some yippee.
Three.
There you go.
Happy enough.
That is happy enough. We don't get many of those.
Very short comments this week, but they are getting a bit bigger.
They're valid.
Great show. Your show is consistently outstanding.
I'm
living in Kentucky, so it's hard to get a hold of new and interesting music.
Correct.
And you are all a breath of fresh air every week.
We are.
Keep rocking. And Will K.
Thank you very much, Will K.
Thank you very much. Breath of fresh air. He's not smelt the bunker, has he?
Yeah, it's not smelt the bunker.
You rock. You guys rock.
We do.
I have to listen to Radio 1 all day at work.
Oh, no.
Which is okay, but they play the same... No, it's not okay. It's rubbish. But they play the same cheesy tunes over and over all day. Why don't their podcast, they play the same thing over and over again as well?
Yeah.
Rubbish. So I couldn't believe my luck when I found your podcast.
You
two
well
cracked
that.
Me up.
We
so
do.
Thanks a lot. From Rainer Wild.
Thank you, Rainer.
Thank you very much. The UK Massive.
What, is he really tall?
Probably, yeah.
Or just really fat. He is the UK Massive.
UK Massive. I think hope that's a girl. I read that as a girl.
Oh, look, sorry.
Got kisses at the end.
Sorry, don't mention weight.
Word of the week from Wilster. I sent a word of the week for
handy.
You, and I emailed it to paulieb@punkyradio.com.
Didn't get it.
Didn't get it. About a week and a half ago. Next thing you know, this week, there's no word of the week. I don't know what happened. I'm posting it here if it works. Okay, so the word is chode.
Chode?
A chode is a penis that's wider than it is long. 7 inch long, 9 inch wide. For example, it's also a really fat person that looks wider than tall. I think it's a fucking funny word, and I really want chode to be in the Punky Dictionary. That's from Wilster.
Well, fair enough, except... And I have to pick him up on this. I'll go with chode for the person who's fatter than they are tall.
Yeah.
But where the penis comes in,
yeah.
I thought traditionally the expression was chod.
Right.
And there's a band called Chod Burger.
Right.
And I know that my mate Graham up in the northeast, way out like Bonnie Lad, right, because he's Welsh, right?
Yeah.
I didn't give a shite. He used to use the word chod,
yeah.
Which was for a kind of semi-erect penis.
Right.
And when they're semi-erect, they are fatter than they are long. So, I don't know, chode or chod. Let's call the whole thing off.
Okay.
Next song. Next song.
I can't believe we're having a conversation about penises then.
Can't you? Have you never listened to Punky before then? Riot Squad, Tony.
Yes.
You've picked this one, haven't you?
I have.
Riot Squad. Now, what do we know about Riot Squad, Tony?
They're a local band, and our good friend Luke is in the band.
Yes.
And they've got a new singer and him.
That's and they've got some new material that's on their MySpace page, but they haven't sent us it yet.
Right, oh yeah.
So we're playing some of their old material.
Yep.
Or older,
which
older
is
material.
It's the old singer and old guitarist then, I suppose, isn't it?
With the old singer, old guitarist in, yeah. And this is from, I can't remember the name of the album. I've got to get
Is it No Escape?
No Escape. This is from the mini album, No Escape. We've played pretty much every track on here, and I think we've played this before, but you disagree. This is called Blown to Bits, but Tony, what is Riot Squad's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/RiotSquad82.
Nearly! MySpace.com/RiotSquad1981.
Oh!
Paulie B. Internet 2, Tony Nil. And there's a million other Riot Squad profiles as well.
Right.
That are all different. There's a few bands called Riot Squad around the world, but these are the only real ones.
Yeah.
These are the authentic 1981 Riot Squad, and this is Blown to Bits.
Rose of fear, fucking gun collected. Rubbish, double fell. Rubbish, turn the hell.
Yes, indeed. Now, we've seen Riot Squad on a number of occasions. We've seen Apocalypse Babies a few times.
Yeah.
Riot Squad, with the new singer.
Brilliant.
And Luke, they are fantastic.
Luke's awesome.
They are fantastic. I recommend that you go and see them, and they will be on our MySpace Top Friends, etc, etc. Mm-hmm. Right, Tony, have you got a twat?
I have, sir.
Excellent.
If you have a twat to nominate, please email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with a twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. Please do email me. I'm quite lonely on the twats.
Oh.
I've not got many twats left.
You've got one?
I've got one. Yeah. Yes. please do email me them, because otherwise, you know, next week I might not have one.
Look, what we're basically saying is Tony needs twat.
Yes. Thank you very much.
It's all right.
This week, it's from Hefman.
Is it really?
From Hertfordshire. All right, Smacktards, I'm Hefman from Hertfordshire. You may remember my getting raped joke, and I can't.
Well, we don't like to be reminded of it, to be honest with you.
Can you remember?
No, I do, yeah. What's worse than finding a maggot in an apple, and we changed it to getting mugged?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have been listening...
Memory boy!
You are.
He is the boy of memories!
I've destroyed a lot of my memory last night, drinking copious amounts of John
Smith.
You
were funny.
I have been listening to Punky for about 6 months, and thought it about time I nominated a twat.
Fair enough.
I would like to nominate my ex-girlfriend, Charlotte.
Uh-oh.
Not only is she complete kitten...
Kimbler!
And bursts into spontaneous bouts of tears because her parents split up when she was 12.
Oh,
she's 16.
Come on! Give the girl a break here.
She's 16. It's 4 years ago. Get over it. Give her a break.
No, I'm not having that, so.
All right.
I think people can be scarred for life by the breakup of their families. Some deal with it better than others. I'm not going with this emo thing there.
I think
it was at a critical time in her life.
Okay.
Look, it's a girl of 12, yeah? If she was 4 or 2, maybe wouldn't have those feelings. But think about a girl of 12. Don't, Tony. Think about a girl of 12 and the changes they're going through and the hormonal imbalance and the emotions running through them. And then their mum and dad split up as well. This girl could be scarred for life. This twat had better be good, mate, I'm telling you.
Okay.
I'm already on her side.
The pressure. God damn it. Look at you go.
All right, fair enough, yeah.
She also, within about 3 days of splitting up with me, started shagging my best mate, Jake.
Oh, fair enough, she's a cunt.
Who I have discovered is a new hybrid of Chav Emo.
A Chimo?
He seems to have all
Chimo!
He seems to have all the tuppy characteristics of a Chav, but listens to My Chemical Romance and similar bands.
Oh.
He also no doubt wanks in the corner crying with the lights turned off.
Undoubtedly.
I have no evidence of
whilst
this.
Whilst at the same time nicking your hubcaps.
Yeah. So I'd like to nominate Jake and Charlotte as a twat.
Okay. Ready? All right, fair enough, yeah.
Okay, so Jake and Charlotte from Hertfordshire
is a twat. He was on dodgy ground there, but he got away with it.
He pulled it back. It's all
he
right.
Did. Oh, pulled it back, Tone. I'll pull it back. I'll pull it back for you, baby. I haven't done much of this recently, have I?
No. It's been quite nice.
St. George's Day and all that. Emails and messages, Tony.
Yes.
Emails and messages. A very good way to get in touch with us is to send me or Tony an email. paulie@punkyradio.com or tony@punkyradio.com. Now, I do confess, I sometimes forget to read these out.
Yes.
But I tend to remember if I've orchestrated a funny conversation.
Okay.
Now, we haven't heard, in the same way that we haven't heard from the lovely, if humourless, Eleanor Purcell. We haven't heard from Anne-Marie and Katie in a while, have we? Who do the Anne-Marie and Katie show out of Chicago. Make sure you give them a listen sometime. It's two chicks talking. Even if you don't find them funny, you can wank off.
Yeah.
I did. So, anyway, I hadn't heard from them in a while, so I sent Anne-Marie a little email. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to read you out the little thing that happened, basically. Right? Long time no hear, sexy girl Mambazo. I'm going through old emails to check I haven't forgotten anyone, and I have a surprisingly large amount of correspondence from you. Did I ever send you a CD? If I didn't, make sure you email me a postal address, and I shall furnish you with my oral masterpiece, a 12-track opus that has been described variously as all right, a CD, and Paulie B's latest effort. I trust you are well and as cheeky as ever, Paulie B.
Nice.
Got a response almost instantly. No, I never got your CD. Perhaps because of my tight schedule. I forgot to send you my full address. That's okay, though. Now I'm strapped for action. Hope you don't mind taking it in your email. Thanks, Anne-Marie. Good answer. I saw her back, ha ha, you're as cheeky as I am, but I can't be bothered with it anymore. I want to rub my knob on your tits. How's about that for subtlety and intrigue? Whoopee!
What a double entendre.
She sent one back, I love that word, knob. I sent one back, you'd love mine. By the way, I might read these out on Punky next week. Got nothing.
All right.
That's where it finished. And now, I also got this one from...
I think they've got a new show, by the way.
Have they? Oh, yeah. Right. I'll give that a listen this week.
Yeah.
This one's from Steve the Pirate.
Yar.
Yeah, now, you should really be doing this, because you are a very talented pirate in a pirate band.
Apparently.
And a fudge pirate. Gar! I wish to happy St. George's Day for yesterday. Yar. But today is officially Blackbeard Day, the day for people to celebrate the pillagings of the pirate god. But you won't celebrate as you're not a pirate like me and Tony. He's my official first mate.
Gar,
Steve the Pirate. There you
I
go.
Be a first mate.
Yeah, you're a fuck, buddy. Hey, okay. Germany's punk rock band, the Nazi Dogs, are going to rock part of the UK in May. Unfortunately, there are only 3 gigs confirmed, but we're still working on another show in London. Please, could you publish these dates? Thanks a lot, and bye. Marcus. Now, again... we've tried not to go down this kind of gig diary road with this show because we're global. But yeah. it was such a nice email, and I know how you like our German friends.
Yeah.
So I thought, yes, I will read them out. So Thursday the 10th of May, they're playing the Ipswich Railway in Ipswich. I don't think it's the station. I think it's a venue.
Would be cool.
Friday the 11th of May, Blythe, Northumberland.
All right.
The Windmill Inn. And Grogan Maker and the Root System. Grogan, the maker of the Root System, must be other bands on it there.
Okay.
Saturday the 12th of May, Birmingham, the Market Tavern. For further details, please go to myspace.com/Nazi Dogs.
Right.
So yeah. There you go.
If you're in London, I might be able to go.
Well, you never know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if I can. Hadn't thought of that. No, I think there's
always
another date.
Always blacking free tickets.
There's another date that I'm going to try and get to that I'll talk to you about in a bit.
Okay.
Right, stay tuned for the sellout. Might as well do the next song now.
Yeah.
Now, you've picked this one, haven't you, Tony?
Yeah.
This is by a band called The Ruined, who did a split CD with Destructor's 666, who we have featured before.
Yeah.
And I've never bothered featuring The Ruined ones, because I didn't think they were entirely right for this show. But you had listened, and you think they are.
I thought there was, yeah.
So, fair enough. We picked track 2. We are going to try and get one on MySpace Top Friends this week.
Yeah.
What I'd like to know, Tony, is... Mm-hmm. What is The Ruins MySpace page? It's all MySpace this week, by the way. All 6 are MySpace.
MySpace.com/ The Ruined Band.
You could have left it The Ruined. Come on.
Was it?
MySpace.com/ The Ruined. That's it. It's
so
Paulie B and the internet.
Fucking me up the arse. That's what
Paulie
it is.
B, it's not MySpace, Tony. It's me when you're pissed.
All right.
Paulie B and the internet. That. 3, Tony, damn nil. It. And this is City of the Dead. We'll be right back. Tone, I was completely wrong. That is, of course, perfect for this show.
It's nice, isn't it?
City of the Dead, right. Good track. And a bit interesting and varied.
Oh, yes.
Interesting and varied, Tone. Oh, yeah.
That's my middle name.
So, have you checked out our friends at GoDaddy.com yet?
No, I'm not yet.
You're a bad man. You need to do it. I go there every day. Essentially, they're a web services provider, so when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hostings and SSL certificates, which are, of course...
Sells.
Of course they are. And you can get increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions and easy podcasting. That's what we want. More easy podcasting.
Exactly.
No, they have got all the instructions on that for how to make a podcast.
All right.
So basically,
excellent.
You can try and outdo us, not that you'll manage it.
No.
If you type in the order code PUNKY1 into the space provided, when you make an order with them, you get an additional 10% off. And if you're in the UK, and I do stress only in the UK, there is a new PUNKY2 code when you make your order. Type in PUNKY2. That entitles you to 20% off any purchase over £25. So go to GoDaddy.com. And why is it so good in the UK? Why is it so good at
being 25? Exchange rate, baby.
Exactly. Oh, that exchange rate, baby.
Baby.
I think a pound's worth $5 now.
Is it?
It's going up. Yeah, it's going up.
Let's just buy a car.
So anyway, make sure you go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs.
Oh.
I'm good at this, aren't I?
Yeah. Should be a salesman.
Right, can you sell something now, Tom?
Okay. Cafe Press. Please go to our Cafe Press store. cafepress.com/punkyradio.
Limited period now. We might be moving T-shirt people, and I don't know how it's going to affect the designs and the number of designs.
No, but so is this officially a closing down sale then?
I think this is a closing down sale now. So make sure, if you do want to order a T-shirt with one of the existing designs on it, or if you want a last minute personalised one, you get in touch with this week, or order your T-shirt this week.
Should we close it at the end of May?
Okay.
Or something. We'll give it a month from now, and then we'll close
it. We'll give it a month, yeah, alright. So yeah, if you do want to order something from that, we're not necessarily going to be any cheaper where we're going next. It's just it's easier for people in the UK where we're going next, basically.
Yeah, basically we don't make any money in the Cafe Press anyway. It pays for itself.
Yeah, we don't make any money.
No.
Basically.
So if you want something, cafepress.com/punkyradio, or go to punkyradio.com and hit the store link. That'll take you straight there.
That's a very good idea.
And as I say, if you want anything added in there to buy it, especially like a mug, mouse mat, clock, or a different thong, email me, tony@punkyradio.com.
Or the theme thong.
The theme thong, twice. Email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with your request, and I shall acquiesce if I can.
Will you? That's a long word for you.
Thank you very much. I've been watching Pirates of the Caribbean again, that's why.
Have you?
Yeah. Are you being inclined to acquiesce with your request?
Let's get to that horizon. Is that what he says? It's something like that, isn't it?
Something like that.
It's something like that.
It's great.
Yeah, anyway.
I love being a pirate.
Tone, here's another song. Rihanna, darling, do you want to see my second coming? You scream the red and grip of love. Oh, you're going to use a red hole. Down and see me growing, down and see me growing tonight. Oh, tonight. Get down and get me going, down and get me going tonight. Oh, tonight. Get down and see me growing, down and see me growing tonight. Oh, tonight. See me growing, down and see me growing tonight. Oh, tonight. Get down and get me going, down and get me going tonight. Oh, tonight. Get down and see me growing, down and see me growing tonight. Oh, tonight. Get down. Whoa! Lucifer Star Machine there. With Disco Hard On from their album Fire In Your Hole. They've also got some new material, but they haven't finished recording their album yet, but they're going to send us it when they do.
Excellent.
And now, this is another one of your choices for our St. George's Day special.
Yes.
And why wasn't it such a good idea?
It was a great idea.
But why wasn't it such a good idea?
Got a German singer.
German singer?
Yeah, but, you know, Germans living in England.
Well,
might as well be English, aren't they? You know
as
what I mean?
Discussed, Tor lives in South London. He's a Krautney.
Exactly.
Isn't he? He's a Krautney.
So, you know, so I think justified.
Yes, but Tony, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/LuciferStarMachine.
He's back in it.
Yes.
He's back in it. It's probably been in step three, Tony won. They are indeed. MySpace.com/LuciferStarMachine. They will be on our top friends. They're fucking magic, and they're playing the Purple Turtle in Camden on May the 7th.
Yes.
Which is the Bank Holiday Monday. And I'll have done gigs in all around where I live, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'll be knackered, but we're going to try and go, aren't we?
Yes.
So if you are in London on May the 7th, do try and get to the Purple Turtle in Camden to go and see Lucifer Star Machine, and we will try and see you there. Right, Tone.
Yes.
I've got an Osama of the Month.
Wait, is it that time again?
Yeah,
already?
I've got an Osama of the Month. Now, those of you that are regular listeners to the show will know that I started looking for Osama bin Laden. I was pissed off with the CIA not being able to find him.
Yeah.
And I found he had a number of MySpace profiles. So I've tried to add them all so I can become friends with Osama and maybe at some point find out exactly where he is.
Yeah.
Not necessarily to shop him, just fancy hanging about with a beardy dude. Right? Anyway, he actually left a message on our MySpace page, didn't he?
Mm.
Salam, my fellow suicide bomber. I went, all right, Saddam, let's have a look at what this profile says. So I went on there. Now, under the bit that we're on my one, on our one, it says we don't play MP3s, that bit on MySpace.
Because we don't play MP3s.
I'm not an evil man, I'm just a psychotic terrorist. Male, 49 years old, bit out of date, he's 50 now. Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, long shot there, I don't think he's in Riyadh, right? Last login, 24th of the 4th, yesterday.
Oh.
So, clearly still internet
active.
Access in the cave. And here's a bit about him. Osama bin Laden, also known as Usama bin Laden, Usama bin Laden. The US government considers Osama bin Laden to be the most dangerous terrorist in the world. Bin Laden joined the Afghanistani resistance in 1979 and became a commander in the guerrilla wars against the Soviet Union in the 1980s. After that war ended, bin Laden founded a loose organization of pro-Islamic terrorists known as Al-Qaeda. He then joined with the Egyptian militants led by Ayman al-Zawahiri to form an international group whose goals included driving the United States out of the Middle East and overthrowing the government of Saudi Arabia. Attacks which bin Laden is believed to have plotted or inspired include the 1993 bombing of the World Trade Center, the 1995 truck bombing of a Saudi National Guard training center, and the 1998 explosions at US embassies in Kenya and Tanzania. He's a prime suspect in the September 2001 attacks that crippled the Pentagon and destroyed New York's World Trade Center. Despite an intensive manhunt by the US government in the years since that attack, Bin Laden has not been captured, and he's written underneath, "And they will never, because I'm too sexy." Now, who Osama bin Laden would like to meet? Right? The Milky Bar Kid.
Aww.
Oh, yeah, and everyone who loves me and everyone who will die for me. Interests. General. Playing with weapons of mass destruction is the most fun thing a man of my power can do. TV. I don't really get this. I wrote your name in the sky, but the wind blew it away. I wrote your name in the sand, but the waves washed it away. I wrote your name in my heart, and forever it will stay. Osama's a bit of an old romantic.
Oh, gay.
Heroes, Saddam Hussein.
Nice. Okay.
And Osama bin Laden's details. Divorced.
Oh.
All right. Aww. Here for networking, dating, serious relationships, friends.
Aww.
Right. Orientation, straight, hometown, Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. That is his hometown. Body type, athletic.
Oh, yeah.
Osama's
keeps himself in shape, does he?
He's been working out.
On a diet of nuts and what, raisins or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And seeds.
Ethnicity, Middle Eastern. Religion, Muslim. Zodiac sign, Leo.
Oh.
Let's see if Ruby Bresnahan has something for him in a couple of months. Children, proud parent, occupation, terrorist.
Nice.
Income, $250,000 and higher. That's Ooh. Very nearly 30 quid.
All right, yeah.
So there you go. That is our Osama of the Month. He'll be in our top friends this week. Should you wish to add Osama bin Laden, make sure that you heard about him through Punky.
Yeah.
If you leave it, leave him a comment. Send him a message, say, "Hi, Osama. Heard about you through Punky.
Want to be your friend."
I would like to join your mass terror campaign.
Zim Zim Sullivan.
Right, Tone. Speaking of mass terror campaigns, BT Pod Show.
We have our BT Pod Show page because we are now on the BT Pod Show network.
And thank you to them.
Nearly a year. PunkyRadio.com.BTPod. No, no, PunkyRadio.BTPodShow.com. On there, you can add reviews for us, and please do if you are.
Please do.
You can add comments, a little bit like MySpace, but you know, quite frankly, it's better.
You love
free
it.
Free to sign up. Please do sign up and be our friend, Diggers. Add a comment and a review, please do.
Particularly if you're famous. Have a look at some of the famous people who've left comments.
Tracy Ullman.
Was she on Will and Grace the other day? Was that her?
Yes, she was.
We were watching Will and Grace.
She invaded my bubble.
She invaded your bubble?
Yeah.
I'm glad you left her there.
Charmed. Last episode of Charmed today.
Don't care. It's rubbish, Tony. It
might be rubbish.
You know it's rubbish.
It's
the worst programme I have ever seen.
But you see, now, normally at the end of every episode of Charmed, everything's all right. But yesterday,
everything wasn't all right.
House is blowing up.
Turns out,
two of the sisters are dead.
Two-part.
And who's left? The ugly one.
The ugly one.
So
they even kill off the good-looking ones in there.
What's going on? Hopefully today, though, everything will be all right.
Although that blonde one, who's in it, who was in the other thing, Eight Simple Rules, she looks a bit like that bird we know.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah.
That's a bit strange though, because she's like in Eight Simple Rules, also in Charmed. It's ever so weird.
Is she magical or is she a difficult teenager? I don't know.
I never knew she was magical in Eight Simple Rules. Because they're clearly the same person.
Well,
it's my ball.
She was a bit magic in one of my dreams. She certainly knew how to fondle my wand.
Oh, Harry Potter.
What about Elwha? Oh,
the new trailer came out today. Great.
You're an idiot.
Oh, I love Harry Potter.
You're a wizard, Harry. What? That's the film we want to see. Harry Potter meets the Dirty Sex Wizard,
yeah,
don't we?
That'll be exactly. Great.
He spends a whole film trying to get to one of our gigs by a band we haven't started yet.
Yeah. Got the name. Work. Just need the band.
Hey, Tone, Poetry Corner.
Okay.
If you have a poem you'd like to send for Poetry Corner, please email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Poetry Corner. That's what Black Cat did. It's only a short one.
Okay.
And so's the poem. In fact, I might even kill the music for this. Here goes.
There you go.
No, I'll do it, Tone. I'll do it.
Just love pressing the button.
I'm very good at pressing the button.
Oh, you really? Yeah, yeah.
I can do it to your button, Tone.
Really?
I haven't talked about it for a while.
No.
But I really want to roll my tongue around your button.
It'd be nice on it.
I can do the alphabet on it.
Really?
And I'm dyslexic. It takes me ages.
Sounds a good day.
I've created a perfume. It's called Essence of Paulie B. Made from beer, fags and arrogance. But Tony just smells of wee.
No, nice. Thank you.
Thank you, Black Cat.
She's off my Christmas card list.
I didn't know she was on it.
Yeah. Well, you know.
You don't send any, do you?
No. I don't believe in it. Buying cards.
I don't believe in buying stamps. Although, I found a very novel way of sending cards.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Very reasonably priced. Did we talk about that?
I think so, yeah.
We talking about that? It's quite simple. If you'd like to do it, go into any supermarket with a post office in it, walk up to the card counter, get a card, take it over to the post office bit, write it, seal it, go up to the post office, buy the stamp, post it.
Yep. Don't pay for the card.
Foolproof. I didn't do it on purpose.
No.
I did get my grandma arrested. The Black Marias, Tony.
Yes.
You picked this one, haven't you?
I did.
Now, they're spelt the Black Marias. I can't help thinking that's a misprint, because a Black Mariah, of course, is the old name for a police van.
Is it?
Black Mariah.
Kind.
But anyway.
So much knowledge.
We played a couple of tracks off this album before, and Antisocial Behaviour.
Yeah.
We're going to play the opening track today, though, which I can't believe we haven't played before.
No, it seems like the one we would do.
It's perfect for this show.
Yeah.
What I want to know is, Tony, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ The Black Marias UK.
First of all, there's no H in it, so you've got to call it The Black Marias.
Okay.
But other than that, you're right.
Is it?
Yeah, The Black Marias UK. But you said Marias. So I'll give you it, Tony. Because you've got a definite chance.
Come on, it's 2-3 then.
You've got
it?
A definite chance of a draw this week. That's all.
Got to keep the excitement up.
It's Paulie being Internet 3, Tony
always
2.
Trying to keep it up.
And this is Asbo.
Thank you.
Abso-fucking-lutely. Asbo-fucking-lutely.
Nice.
Black Mariah's, you like that, aren't they? Straight out of Peterborough. Yeah. And yeah. They run, they're involved with the Peterborough Punk Club.
It's quite a big scene, isn't it?
There's a good scene around there, yeah. We'll have the Black Mariah's on our top friends, but check out Peterborough Punk Club as well.
Yeah.
That's what cool. I'd say there. And there's now, of course, Nottingham Punk Club.
Yes.
And we wish that all the best as well.
Definitely.
At the Maze. More of that in
they're
future weeks.
Loving the Wonk Unit.
They're loving the Wonk Unit. Wonk Unit and Knots. It's all thanks to us, obviously.
Yeah, of course it is.
Well, it's about time we play some Wonk Unit again. Have they done any new stuff?
We played Piss in the Week, didn't we?
Did we? I don't know.
I chose some new
Hey, Tone. I've never got around to this is the Dead 60s, by the way. Before that, it was the Planet Smashers. Sorry, I think I forgot to mention it. I went to Bahrain the other week.
You did, didn't you?
I did, yeah. One night. And it wasn't what how it worked out. I flew on Thursday night, got there Friday morning, did the gig Friday night, came back Saturday morning, got back Saturday tea time. Long fucking way, basically. Hmm. When I got to the airport, I got to Heathrow nice and early to check in. No queue, really. Only a couple of people in front of me, but going very, very slowly.
Right.
And by the time I got to check in, the steward, the ground staff stewardess woman, said, "Oh, you've been such a joy to deal with." I went, "Thank you very much." Why? She went, "Because you've only got one bag."
Okay.
And I went, "What do you mean?" She goes, "This plane's going to be late leaving. We've got everyone on, but the plane's late leaving. The Bahrainians have got too much luggage." I suppose because it's hot there, when they come to us, it's didn't think it'd be hot.
Yeah.
They all bring parkas and extra coats and tents and that. So it took ages to get on the flight. But then the plane was great, and well done to Gulf Air. Well done, Gulf Air. What a lovely flight.
Yeah.
The plane wasn't full. It was full of suitcases, but there weren't that many people on it, and I got four seats to myself across the middle aisle. Had a nice stretch out. Also meant I could nick three face masks and socks. Face masks and socks. You know what you can do with those, Tone?
I can
wear the socks. You can wear the face mask.
I'm looking for a good mask.
Well, I've got a spare.
Excellent.
Right, so, and I watched Blood Diamond on the plane.
Right.
Well, I don't know if you've seen Blood Diamond.
No.
Great film. Mm. Recommend it. Don't want to go into too much detail about it. Great film. It gives you... It's a real expose on Southern Africa, basically.
Right.
If you want to know a bit about what the Dark Continent is really like, watch Blood Diamond. A lot of things will make a lot more sense to you. Good film. Anyway, got to Bahrain, where I was met by the delightful Angel.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, the vampire?
Yes, that's right, yes.
Oh, cool. No, I wonder how he's going.
No, a young Irish lady.
Oh, right.
Who looks after... Who was the manager of the bar that we were at. Not Bahrain, just the bar.
Right.
Oh, yeah, but when I got... Because, you know, we were trying to remember last week about what was the place that... I said, when you get off the plane in Oman, you go, oh, man, because it's so hot. And when you get off the plane in Kuwait, you go, how come it's taking so long to get off the plane? They go, wait. When I got to Bahrain, I got off the plane, rain. None of it. Not even drizzle, right? So anyway, they checked me into the hotel, very nice hotel. I had a few hours kit. Then I went to sound check, 3 o'clock, and I got down the bar. JJ's Irish Bar in Bahrain, great pub.
Mm-hmm.
I reckon it'd hold 400 people.
Right.
Then went back to the hotel, went for a little walk around the old souk. And Bahrain's different from most of the other kingdoms and emirates in the area in that it hasn't been flattened and just built up. It's not... There is an old city.
Right.
It's an island and there's an old city and they've built around it. But they can't build anything in a straight line in Bahrain. Every single thing that's going up is a funny wobbly shape.
Okay.
Looks very cool, but I think their construction workers are all pissed.
Yeah.
I'm not entirely sure.
Okay.
So anyway, I come and do the gig that night. It was F1 weekend, and if I'd known it was Formula 1 weekend, I'd stayed longer, and I could have got tickets to go.
Right.
So the Formula 1, I'm a bit gutted about that. Although my carbon footprint was already bad enough without me adding to it by going to Formula 1. But it meant there were massive Formula 1 parties all over Bahrain. And the one that was planned for the nightclub next door to the pub that I was in had to be cancelled because the nightclub had been shut down for reasons I can't go into. This meant the 400 people expected pre-show to see me didn't show up.
Right.
And the comic who'd been on a fortnight before me had died on his arse. And it was Friday the 13th. The long and the short of it is there were only 50 people in a pub that would have held 400.
Yeah.
And 40 of them hadn't come for the comedy. So there were just 10 on the front row, two of which were Lebanese and couldn't understand a word I was saying. Regardless, I did 40 minutes. I thought, I'm going to earn my money. They're not going to say you're not having your money. So I did it anyway. Everyone's quite pleased with it. I even flogged a CD. Come on. That's
wicked.
A good return. because that's one out of eight. That's basically 15% return. So I'm quite chuffed, really. And they've invited me back.
Wicked.
So I'm quite chuffed about that. Obviously, they gave me free drinks all night. Obviously, I exploited them. Yep. The bar was sponsored by Jack Daniels. What else could I do?
Oh.
I was on Jack Daniels and Diet Coke all day and all night because they said there's going to be no one here tonight. You might as well get pissed. I went, yeah, all right. And fuck me, I did. Had very little sleep. Made a 40 quid phone call.
Yeah.
Had very little sleep. Woke up the next morning. Went to the airport where I had two flights. I had to go to Abu Dhabi first and then fly from Abu Dhabi back to Heathrow. And I was actually going further towards India before I came back to England. Started off not being too happy about that until I flew with the glorious Etihad Airlines. I recommend them. The official airlines of the Emirates. They are fantastic. They've got the 45-minute flight to Abu Dhabi was just lovely. We got on, hardly anyone on the plane, but about 30 stewardesses, all fit.
Nice.
Just got on. I got a big sandwich and a drink, and then it was time to land again. And when I got off at Abu Dhabi Airport, and you know I love that airport. I've only been there once before. It's like the Fifth Element with Arabs.
It's great.
It is brilliant. It's like the interior of it. I can't really describe it. I would go online and just go Abu Dhabi Airport and have a look at the terminal. Mm. It is incredible. One of the most spectacular interiors of any building in the world. And it's a fucking airport. I was there not very long. I then got on my long flight back to Heathrow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the back of the chair on Etihad Airlines. You know when you're on a plane and you start watching the film, you have to catch it when it starts, don't you?
Yeah.
Not on Etihad.
Oh, really?
All computerised. All videos.
Yeah.
69 choices of film. I thought, here goes.
Nice.
There'll be porn on the end.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I went straight to 69. You click each one that's a favourite, and then you've got a little gang of favourite films. I had six.
Yeah.
And then you can just whenever you want to watch them, click play and they start. Pause them.
Yeah.
You don't miss anything. Fantastic.
Oh, nice.
And on the way back, I watched. Oh God, what do I watched Night at the Museum, which I loved.
Oh yeah, I've
thought
watched it. Yeah.
Really funny.
Yeah.
I watched The Fountain, which I thought was utter pants.
Oh, I've never heard of
but
it.
But might have been better on a big screen.
Right.
And might have been better if I hadn't interfered it with at least two courses and a Bloody Mary.
Right.
Oh, because I had a large Bloody Mary on the way out as well.
Of
very
course
good
you
way
did.
To fly.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the other film? Oh, and I also watched Rocky Balboa.
It's good, isn't it?
What a film!
It's really good.
There's me going, this is just going to be cheesy bollocks. And that was great.
See, I tried to convince Steph to watch it, but she wouldn't.
It's just, if you go in there, if you set yourself up to go, I know this is rubbish, I know this is cheese, but I'll probably still cry at the end. It's great.
It's really good.
All those things happened, and I did. I was right, Kimblad. Best thing about the flight, though, Tone.
What's that?
Not only have you got your own chef on board, fucking nice.
Yeah.
Best thing about the flight, they've got these lovely blankets. And, you know, I like nicking stuff off planes.
Yes, you do.
I got these lovely blankets.
Seats.
And I got given, pilots, stewardesses, I had a couple of them. They've got these really lovely beige blankets with lovely brown trim.
Mm.
And I thought, that'll do for my car. That'll keep my passengers warm when they need to be warm. Right, I'll get one. But I thought, I'll not make it obvious. They bring them round and they kind of screwed that one up, made a bit of a mess of it. Halfway through the flight, went and asked for another blanket. From a different stewardess who said, yes, of course, gave me another blanket. Kept it in the cellophane wrapping.
Nice.
I got some duty free in Bahrain. Oh, by the way, Bahrain, 70p packet of fags. I'm moving there. Right. So I've got it in the cellophane wrapping in my duty free bag. When I came to get off the plane, this other stewardess saw that I'd got the blanket in my bag and went to put her hand in and said, and I'll have that back, please. I went, why? It's my blanket. She went, no, it's not. It's an Etihad Airlines blanket. She went, no, funniest thing. I bought this in Bahrain, got on the plane, you've got the same blankets. And she went, really? Oh. see you later. Easy. Right, Tone, can you just talk about something?
Yes, I can. Tomorrow night, I'm going to a gig in London. I'm going to see the Amphetamines.
You're going tomorrow night, are you?
Yeah, Thursday night.
I might come with you.
All right, come down.
That'll piss you off, isn't it?
Not at all. Yes.
Haha, gutted.
Me and Steph's going to that.
Oh, wow. Oh, brilliant.
They told me the address is the St. Moritz Club in Soho.
St. Moritz. Oh, it's a beauty club.
Is it?
Yeah. It's really, really funny. I went there with Mark Lamar once.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, they used to have this...
Is it small and intimate?
This guy called Jake Vegas used to run shows there. They were kind of... sort of rockabilly, psychabilly, burlesque sort of nights. And I went down to one.
Mm.
It's St. Moritz. It's on Water Street.
Yes, it is.
See, I'm good, aren't I?
Is that on text?
Right, what, sorry?
That's on text. St Moritz Club on number so and so Wardour Street.
St Moritz. Right, it is a rabbit warren of a little club.
It's little.
It's all little rooms here and there, oh, and all nice. Wibbly wobbly and all that. And it's impossible to get a cab up Wardour Street. So make sure that you get off the tube and walk up.
Cool.
Basically, no parking around there at all. The, oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
So that's 26th. Tomorrow night, well, whenever you're listening to this, it's Thursday, 26th of April. Should be good. Amphetamine is a bit of a scar, 18, no, nine-piece band, I think.
I fancy that tone. I have to get better quickly.
We've got some Amphetamine CDs today, haven't we?
We have. So we can feature those. We will be featuring them. ASAP will be featuring them.
Yeah. So that'd be cool. So if you're down there in Soho area, then pop in. And
if you're in the Southampton area, Friday, Saturday, I'm doing Southampton Jonglers, and I'm on second. There you go.
I like
that's it. I was going to talk about last week's gigs, but suddenly, after thinking we're doing quite well this week, my Bahrain story's dragged on.
Ah, we're doing all right. 58 minutes.
All right. Well.
Ish.
Friday night gig was cancelled. That's why I've got a cold. I went out with Felix and Charlie.
Yeah.
We stayed out till very, very early in the morning. And when we walked home, we were a bit off the pace from each other. I was a bit ahead of Charlie, he was a bit ahead of Felix. And he got jumped by five blokes.
Yeah.
And got twatted, fell over, fell awkwardly, broke his leg. Get well soon, Felix. I then spent the next hour standing by him. As Charlie leant over him to tend to his needs, I was in charge of phoning up the emergency services. And I only had a little shirt on. Yeah. And I was not a crop top. I mean, it was a thin shirt,
crop top tied at the chest. Yeah, yeah.
What do you think it is? Crop top Friday. It's obviously crop top Saturday. So I spent an hour with them by the side of the road talking to police and ambulances and all that. And the long and the short of it is, I've got a cold. Felix is out of action for 6 weeks.
Yeah,
but I'm more pissed off about my cold. I don't know what that says about me. So anyway, get well soon, Felix. I hope you're back on your feet soon, because it holds off the start of his shop.
Yes.
So it's a bit of a pain. So very best of luck to you there, matey. Saturday night, did a gig in Bromley. Funniest thing about Bromley for me was, well, the Churchill Theatre holds about 2,000 people, but I was in a little bar off it.
Right.
But as I walked through Bromley at 8 o'clock, everyone was in fancy dress. Cool. I'm going to get some more music. Are we just going to stick on some more music? Yeah. Let's just stick on a little bit more, whatever. Should we have some microscope?
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Because I've suddenly got loads to talk about now. walking through Bromley, 8 o'clock. Everyone in Bromley appears to be in fancy dress. And I walked past these eight girls dressed as schoolgirls, except in hot pants rather than skirts. I thought that added to it. And they were that kind of girl you see out in the forest at night, you know? They're, like, very attractive, but you don't really want to talk to them.
No.
They you know, dim, basically. Okay. But they were out on some do. And they'd surrounded this big yellow thing, and I couldn't understand what it was. They'd surrounded this huge yellow thing and were pointing at it and taking the piss out of it. Until I got closer, I didn't realise what it was. When the big yellow thing stood up, said, "Shut up." And I realised it was a bloke dressed as a giant banana. As I walked further around, I couldn't find the venue, so I asked the Pink Panther for directions.
Right.
It was great. He went down there. Thanks, Pink Panther. So anyway, and the gig went well. Sunday night, I was in Salisbury and did this new gig in Salisbury for a guy called Jonathan the Jester. He's got a van and everything.
Nice.
And he was the official jester for Salisbury for 10 years, but has been stripped of his title and he's furious about it. So if you are in the Salisbury area, make sure you send an email to local council saying reinstate Jonathan the Jester. God, this is all stuff I wanted to go into detail about. Monday night, I was in Petersfield.
Yeah.
Hampshire, Sussex. Well, it's almost in Portsmouth. I had a fantastic gig down there. Thank you very much to everyone down there. And thank you very much to everyone over the weekend who bought my CDs. I've sold loads over the weekend. Yeah, if you'd like to buy one, visit the website, lastminutecomedy.com. They're available for £7. Or if you're in the States or Canada, send me a $20 bill through the post, and I'll send you a CD back, because that's going to pay for my trip eventually.
Nice.
That's my plan.
Is that your plan?
Well, because basically, it's not doing things like those other podcasts do, going, just begging you for money.
Me a drink.
You get something in return, but every $20 bill or $20 bill from Canada that I get sent is going in a separate pot. I'm not going to cash it. You're basically getting a CD, and I'm going to use it to help fund the trip to the States.
Nice. Alan's going to buy a CD off you, isn't she?
Alan's going to buy one, yeah. She's lovely, Alan.
Yeah. I
think Chantel's going to buy one.
I think she has an alcohol t-shirt as well.
And they're, of course, my Facebook friends as well.
Ah.
We now have a Facebook profile. More of that next week. I really ought to get on with the last song.
Okay.
This is Microscope, who's also a driving instructor.
Yes.
whose lesbian missus is up the duff. How's that done?
I don't know.
Tony.
Paulie.
We play Goldblade quite a lot, don't we?
We love Goldblade.
They're so brilliant.
Why.
And Goldblade were on at Concrete Jungle last week.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping to go and see Goldblade again very soon. And this is from their best of Strictly Hardcore, the best of Goldblade. We did play Strictly Hardcore the other week. This week we're playing track 9. This is a great album.
Yes.
Go to CaptainOi.com and have a look for it, or go to Goldblade.com and have a look for it. I will be asking you about Goldblade's MySpace, but I know you know it. This could be good this week.
I don't know if you do it.
We're going to play track 9. This is the first track this week that hasn't been about something dodgy.
Something dodgy?
Yeah, death or sex or something.
Okay. Is it the intro track I've not chosen?
Hey, it's the only one you haven't chosen yet.
Yeah, brilliant. That explains a lot.
What I want to know is, Tony, what is Goldblade's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Goldblade.
It is.
Is it?
It's Tony 3, oh. Paulie B in the Internet 3.
I like a good draw.
It's an honorary draw. It's
nice.
But Tony, do you believe in the power of rock and roll? I do believe in the power of rock and roll.
I believe in it as well, you know. I also believe in the power of love.
Do you? Which yeah. one?
which love?
Which power of love? There have been loads of them.
The Huey Lewis and the News one.
And how does that go?
Get me away out of my... No, that's the other one, isn't it? That's Back in Time.
Oh. No. And that's the power of love. That's how one. That one goes. And then how does the Jennifer Rush one go?
The power of love. It's that one, isn't it?
It's that one. But what's the best one? Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
That's it. I knew those three the same year, wasn't it? Yeah. All the films. 1985. Three came out the same year.
I'm so in love with you, purrs the soul.
Oh.
Dreams are like angels, they keep bad at bay. Dark is the light. Something.
Can we turn the lights
something
off?
Something away.
That's beautiful.
I'm so in love. Well, I think the power of love. a force from above. Oh, that's great.
Oh. Who says you haven't got a lovely singing voice?
But you know
that's
what,
that's beautiful, Tony, man.
I needed a few days off from you to remind myself just how much I loved you.
Oh, thank you very much.
And I'm so excited about seeing you now. It's lovely. Hey,
yes.
Make sure you vote for us. PodcastAlley.
Yes.
.com. You can visit, you can do it through
PunkyRadio.com.
PunkyRadio.com. Hit every single button.
Yes.
MySpace.com/PunkyRadio. Leave us a comic. BT. PunkyRadio.btpodshow.com.
Yes.
Go and do whatever you can on there. We would like you to. And now Facebook.com. I don't know how you find it. Type in Punky or Paul B. Edwards or something, you'll find it. Next week's show is a full steam record special.
Yes.
Expect the very best that Finland has to offer. And it's a Lordy free zone.
Oh, I like Lordy.
Steve Wright on Radio 2 mentioned the Finns last week.
Yeah.
He said, I really like the Finns, but don't you think the girl's hair is all a bit thin? Interestingly, that's the same as what Joe, who was on the show here, she came out with a classic line about Bob Geldof once.
What was that?
She said, Bob Geldof, love him or hate him, you want to cut his hair, don't you?
And
where's your fucking money?
Wherever she may be now.
Yeah, I think she might be a market gardener. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Oh, Poog! Oh, Poog! Where are you, sir? Oh, an uphill gardener.
Knew you were going there.
Of course you did. I will be later. Oh.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Podshow and Limelight.